One of the countries in line to benefit from debt cancellation at the G8 summit is Mali, a large landlocked West African nation of 13 million people. It's also among the world's poorest. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports.
Mali is one of Africa's top cotton producers. It also has gold reserves, livestock, and with good rains and harvests, can feed itself. But the country's economic development has been stunted by a chronically high foreign trade deficit and crippling debt, leaving Mali heavily dependent on foreign aid. In the courtyard of her traditionally constructed hotel come home in the capital Bamako, Aminata Draman Traore said plans by the G8 leaders to write off more than $40 billion owed by 18 highly indebted nations, most of them African, are welcome but insufficient.
They know exactly what to do if they want Africa to survive. It's not in terms of cancelling the debt, external debt of 14 countries, but all Africa. It's in terms of the price of raw material. They don't take us seriously. We should deal with the real problem.
Aminata Draman Traore, a writer and former Minister of Culture and Tourism of Mali, has long campaigned for debt cancellation and much more for Africa on African terms.
The way it's working now is just bad for Africa. Even the ordinary people know that from one G8 to another summit, they have been promising a lot of things to Africans and they did nothing. We want the leaders of the rich country to recognize, but actually they are expecting, they are pushing us to open while they are protecting their own market.
She's discussing, among other issues, cotton, Mali's chief export commodity.
Africa has been impoverished. Africa is not poor.
With existing subsidies for cotton farmers in the US and other farm subsidies within the European Union, she says local export prices are driven down and because of that, Malians are suffering. Fana, one of the main cotton growing areas of Mali, lies about 80 miles east of the capital. Cotton farmer Kony Traore comes from nearby Werekala village with its handsome, hand-built mud huts and cotton and millet fields beyond. With two wives and nine children, Konyini Traore is busy trying to make ends meet after a disastrous season last year when it hardly rained and locusts invaded. It's planting season again and hoe in hand, Konyini Traore is tending the green tufts of what he hopes will be his next harvest if the locusts stay away and the rains fall.
Foreign farm subsidies on cotton really hurt us. It's a nightmare. Here in Mali, we need fair trade on equal terms. Aid is good, but let them just pay me a fair price for my cotton.
Back in the capital, Bamako, traders are cleaning rice with giant wooden sieves and pouring it into sacks. At the local rice market, prices have shot up for this and other staple foods because of the drought in Mali. Rushing about her business and complaining about the price hikes in the market, homemaker Jeniba Ongoiba had just this to say to the G8 leaders.
I just want to tell them that with a dollar, I used to be able to come to the market and buy enough food to feed my family. But now I need $3 to afford the same provisions. So all I can say is this. Could those leaders please do their very best for prices to come down so that we can live a decent life in dignity here in Mali? Thank you.
They don't respect us. We cannot continue to say thank you to these leaders of the richest countries while they are sitting on our back.
Aminata Draman Traore spoke as she packed her bags for Scotland, where she'll be watching on the sidelines as the G8 leaders negotiate. Africa shares in the responsibility for the continent's failure to develop, she said. But Africans, too, must be part of the discussion to make things better. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Bamako.